Good morning and praise the Lord. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us open our Bibles and read Psalms 91, verses 11 to 16. Psalms 91, verses 11 to 16. The charge of God's angels. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us, your goodness, your mercies to us, for your love and care to us, for answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, and for the whole week you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, because you neither leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for the protection and the deliverance from the hand of the evil one and from all the trials. Thank you, Lord, for our food, the good health, the strength, the clothes, the favor that comes from you. Thank you for your word that we read daily to remind us to obey you. And thank you for all things working together for our good in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. We humble down ourselves before you, and we confess our anger, unteachable heart, jealousy, doubt, non-forgiveness, stubbornness, love of money, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, telling lies, immoralities, worldliness, the love of money, and the lust of eyes. We commit ourselves not to do those sins again. Lord, cleanse us by your blood that was shed on the cross for our sins, as you said on your word. If we confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Give ear unto our prayer, that our supplication and intercession will be heard by you, O God, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray for each family to be good example for the people around them, that Christ shall shine through their lives, to read the Bible and to pray daily together, and to reach the lost people around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of evil, so each family will continue to do your will in their lives. We pray for every husband to anoint with the Holy Spirit, to lead their families the path that you want them to go through. Help them to stand firm in the truth of your word. Give them good health, strength, perseverance to teach their families, and to have a stable income to meet all the needs. We pray for each wife to be a meet helper to her husband, to assist him in leading the family and the children in a godly way. Lord, we pray for the children to be obedient to their godly parents and to obey their instructions. Lord, we pray that you will help and sustain all the single mothers in the church. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our job, pray for your boss, and your colleagues to be saved. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and evangelize to them. Lord, we thank you for our jobs. We commit ourselves to be good example to our colleagues, even to our boss, to evangelize to them by words, deeds, and good attitudes. We pray for their salvation. Yes. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, first fruits, and our vows. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, provide their needs, protect them, and answer their prayers. Lord, help them to persevere in their trials and in doing your will in their life. Lord, heal those who are sick. Provide jobs for those who are jobless and solve problems to those who are in trials. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those people whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for new souls to be saved from among all those groups of people. Lord, lead us to speak your word to those who are ready of them. Lord, lead us to have Bible studies with them. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and the documentations needed. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. Lord, send us to them to preach your gospel. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules of those countries and to pray for the people to be saved, to preach to them the gospel, and to live in holiness to be good example to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too your church will prosper. Lord, reduce the rents, the water, electricity, the telephone and internet, petrol and gas cylinder in all these places. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the eyes of the government and provide all the things we need in our ministerial works, so the works you entrusted to us to continue. Lord, help us to move with compassion to the people around us and exercise our love to them in line with your word, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church to grow and all the ministries of the church. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who leave your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, we pray for all the church members to honor the Sabbath and keep the day of worship. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the publication, the children and the youth under their parents, and the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use all the social media to preach your word and to impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to pray, to minister, and to declare your will, so they will know that you are the true God and we are your servants. We commit ourselves to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we offer our lives as living sacrifices to live for you and serve you. Lord, give us the spiritual gift that we need to go and serve you. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message that we will hear today, that we will obey and our lives will be transformed. Lord, let all your people encounter you in this service. Lord, heal the sick. Set people free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint this recording and make it reach to the various congregations, families, the members of the church, and other people. And let your purpose be fulfilled. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and singing praises unto him. Thank you.
Worshiping you, Lord God, offering you our thanksgiving, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to you. Truly, Lord God, if we count the blessings, O Lord, that you have given us, we cannot stop counting and speaking, O Lord God, of your goodness and your faithfulness. We continue to bless your name and thank you and praise you, O Lord God. We commit ourselves, O Lord God, for the 10,000 and more reasons, O Lord, to worship you and honor you. We thank you above all for your words and your promises that is always yes and amen to us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
I believe that answers and
promises, O Lord God, that you have said, O Lord God, that where two or three gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Yes, we thank you, O Lord God, that as we agree also in prayers, O Lord, you will answer our prayers according to your perfect ways and your perfect timing. These are your promises to us, O Lord. These are the miracles that we see in our lives day after day. And we continue to draw closer and closer and nearer to you, O God, because we believe we cannot do anything apart from you. We thank you, Lord.
Father God, I come into your presence. All my heart, I come to sing your praises. I want to feel your embrace, your love and your grace. With a passion in my heart, I desire to seek your face.
Feel your embrace. You make us see, O Lord God, your presence in our lives. You make us know that you're always with us and near us. Continue to purify our hearts. Cleanse us, O Lord God, and take away any hindrances between us, O Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Open your Bibles in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall be men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met with all, it shall be measured to you again. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord.
Yes.
We come before you to present our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Lord, we thank you for your blessings, and we believe we will have what you promise, O God. Lord, bless this offering and use it to reach new souls and to enlarge your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Receive Rest and Freedom from Jesus. Mm-hmm. Let's kindly open our Bible in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30 in King James Version. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Lord God, I praise and magnify your name. I pray, Lord, that this message of you that you speak today, and will listen, will pursue to repent and come back to you. So that your peace and have rest in you may give it into the lives of your people. Bless your word, O God, and anoint me to read it in a clear way and profound way in Jesus' name. Amen. Every one of us want and longing for rest in this life where everything becoming difficult. There are now more facilities that more life then make life easier. But we know also, the more these facilities are present, the more life become complicated because the demands become more. The more appliances you have, the more maintenance you need, the more expenses and the more time you have to spend. Here today, we are at this time of history. And at this place of the world, there is demand for rest. We may look to the right and to the left, and we hear the voice of Him, the Creator, is saying, I will give you rest. Everyone needs rest, and rest we find and we receive only from Jesus. Jesus will give us rest now for this life, where we can live life and life to the full on earth. And from Jesus, we will have rest for our souls for the life to come. After that, the souls that are wicked will go to hell, where they will be tormented forever. But Jesus had promised us rest for our souls who obey God and walk according to his word and will. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and rose from all death on the third day to give eternal life to everyone who repented from the wrong ways of life and give his life to him. Jesus will come to take us with him to heaven, where we have rest and forever in his presence. Do you want rest? If yes, then persevere with me to listen to the end of the message. To find this rest, and according to Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus commanded us to do the following three things. First, to find rest. Jesus said, "Come unto me." You need to come to Jesus, fully to him, and surrender everything to him. Your heart, life, body, future, and presence, and etc. There is no other way to God but by Jesus, as he promised in John chapter 14, verse 6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." When he says, "Come unto me," it means there is a distance between you and him, or there is still a space. And he wants you to draw nearer to him, to close that space and be together with him. When we say Jesus, we mean the living word and the written word of God. So to come to Jesus is to come and accept to live according to his word. Second, to find rest, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you." Be willing to be yoked with Jesus. Do you know what yoke is? Yoke is an instrument they use to bind two oxen together to plow the ground so they walk together in one direction. So no one can go faster or slower, or one will go ahead and the one lag behind. By the yoke, no one will go to the right and to the other to the left, because they are yoke. Yoke is the context, is restriction and limitation. Sometimes we think the yoke of Jesus is heavy and restrict us, but the yoke of Jesus is not suffering, but have privileges. The yoke of Jesus is not heaviness, but rest in peace. That is why he says, "For my yoke is easy." What are the privileges to be yoked with Jesus? Letter A, correct direction from the Lord. To be yoked with Jesus and go along with his word and obey them, it might cause you little restriction, but you are sure that you are going into the right direction toward heaven. Letter B, constant guidance from the Lord. When you are yoked with Jesus and following his word and his will, then you are in constant guidance from the Lord. That every time you obey his command and go along the leading of the Holy Spirit, then you are receiving guidance. Letter C, protection from errors and wrong decisions. Therein lays the rest. To be yoked with Jesus and in walking closely with him according to his word, then that means you are in constant protection from errors and from wrong decisions. Those who are not yoked with Jesus, you see them frequently exposed to errors and making lots of wrong decisions. Letter D, the burden becomes light as long as we are yoked with him. Jesus is carrying our burdens when we are yoked with him. The yoke of Jesus is true rest. Many, they understand if they surrendered fully to God, they will have suffering. But here, Jesus is saying will give us rest. When you are alone and not yoked with Jesus, you are carrying your burden alone. But when you are coming to Him and get yoked with Him, then He will be carrying your burden and even He will carry you. To the contrary of that, those who are far from Jesus and are not yoked with Him, you find them always burdened and worried with lots of burdens and troubles. So, if we ask why certain times we suffer, the answer is because we are yoked with something else and not Jesus. The question here, what are the things that we are yoked with and not with Jesus? And these are the causes of our troubles and suffering. Number one, pride. Every human being had a certain pride in his life and certain setup in his mind, and he is yoked with that setup. He lives in his own world and atmosphere, and he is yoked with that pride that will cause him trouble and price that he needs to pay. Certain times we know very well we are wrong, but our pride does not accept correction. Therefore, we will bear the consequences of what we do. Therefore, you need to humble down and renounce your pride, and that will be the way for you to come to Jesus and to be yoked with Him, and in such, your suffering will be less. Number two, tradition. There are things you used to do and become the tradition that you are accustomed yourself with. And with the time, the traditional things that you do became as habit and take the form of ritual things that you yoke yourself with, and that will cause you suffering because you are no more yoked with Jesus. At the beginning, little deviation from the truth. Even the angle is small, but with the passing of time, the two ends of the angle will become so far. So you are unaware, you become far away from Jesus, and you suffer. Number three, sins and bad habits. Sins dictates certain ways of life, and your yoke with that particular sin destroy the abundant life that Jesus promised to us. You will find no rest until you repent of that particular sin and surrender everything to Jesus and be willing to be yoked with Him. Number four, friends. Non-believers' friends and bad companions that you are yoked with will take you away into wrong direction, and you will find yourself being pledged with dangerous ties and have taken wrong decisions. Number five, relatives and cultural values. Some are yoked with what their nation dictates, with what their nationalities or culture dictates, and not yoked with Jesus. They observe certain seasons, celebrations, and certain detrimental habits that are rooted from the culture but not from the Word of God. You need to check yourself. If you are yoked with such things and you are unaware of that, so that you can free yourself to be set free, so you can come back to Jesus. Number six, religion. Certain people bound with their previous religions and previous traditional church and don't like to break that yoke and come fully to Jesus. You might be bound with the same to your previous religion or previous traditional church, and you are yoked with them, and no more you are walking with Jesus. You may add to the list, and maybe the Holy Spirit will show you more things you yoke yourself with, but you can pray and make your commitment and ask God to break whatever yoke that you are bound with and cause you suffering in order for you to get delivered and be set free. Third, to find rest, Jesus said, learn from me. We need to learn from Jesus the true ways of life so we will enjoy life and have rest. The ways that God offers from which we learn are the following. Number one, the Word of God. We need to be instructed by the Word. Number two, the Holy Spirit. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Number three, the people whom God anoint and ordain in the church to teach us. We need to learn from those people. Number four, our wrong decisions and failures teach us to repent and come back to the Lord. As we stated, the certain people suffer because they are yoked with something else, and when they are yoked with other things, they will not be able to learn from Jesus. The people, when they are yoked with other things, they are in bondage and enslaved to what they are yoked with. Christ set us free. Therefore, we need to be aware and not to put yourselves in bondage again. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, let us go through the life of Abraham, and we will find out and learn what are the bandages that you might entangle with, that you need to break the yoke of that bandage or slavery to be set free, so you can come back and be yoked yourself again with Jesus. Learn from him and find rest. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Your own country, culture, tradition, and tradition of your father's house, your relatives and your own people's religion and practices you might be keeping and putting yourselves in bondage with. Abraham was willing to leave all that in order for him to follow God. He really obeyed God and left all that and followed the Lord. You too, in the same way, need to leave all that in order for you to be able to follow God. Also in Genesis chapter 13, verses 5 to 9. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. Their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwell then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we are the brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Abraham herdmen and Lot herdsmen were quarreling about material things, and that affect the relationship of Abraham and Lot. It was all about material things. Abraham recognized that bandage and freed himself of it. Many times you might be enticed with quarrels due to material things. You need to be aware that all material things are worldly and of no help for you. Let such bondage with material things move away, and let not affect your yoke with Jesus. After Lot left Abraham, then this is what the Lord said to Abraham. It was in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 to 17. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Freeing yourselves from material bondages will bring God's real blessings and his inheritance to your descendants. Also in Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid, it may be, that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai, and Sarai's, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Why Abram here listened to what his wife told him to have Hagar as wife and put himself in bondage. It was not due to lust, but it was due to the lack of faith. Abram and Sarai as if doubted that God will not give children because they were old. The bondage was bondage of lack of faith, and later on, the bondage of adultery. Many people, they will not wait for God's right timing to marry and to have godly family and godly children. Lack of faith make them accept the first temptation with a man or a woman as an opportunity of God, and they will go for dating and friendship and will end up in adultery. God has a plan for you to have a family, but you need to have faith on him and wait for his perfect time till he come and bless you with a family. Also in Genesis chapter 21, verses 9 to 14. Genesis chapter 21, verses 9 to 14. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah had said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of thy bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. At this event, Abraham was asked to send his second wife Hagar and her son Ishmael away to be freed from adultery. In verse 11, and the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. That is here the bondage of emotion that was ruling in the life of Abraham. He knew his relation with Hagar was adultery, but he did not send her away because his emotion in link to his son Ishmael. Many are in the same situation of Abraham, who has second family. They know is adultery, and the emotions of their hearts hinder them from doing God's will. Many Christians are in control by their emotion and are in bondage and cannot do God's will because emotions ruling their hearts. They are controlled by love, jealousy, anger, bitterness, grudges, and non-forgiveness. But Abraham finally overcame and freed himself. I pray that the message shall encourage you to do the same, so you will be set free from the bondage of emotions. Mm-hmm. And when Abraham overcame his emotion, he was able to obey God immediately, as we read in Genesis chapter 22, when the Lord asked him to offer his son, his only son Isaac, to God. In Genesis chapter 25, verses 1 to 6, Then again Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Suah. And Jokshan begat Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashurim and Letusim and Leumim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah and Eper and Hanuk and Abida and Ilda. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. After the death of Sarah, Abraham took another wife, Keturah. If you look at it, you can say it is correct because his wife dead. That could be right. But how about Hagar? Was she dead as well? This we don't know. And we cannot judge about Abraham's decision to marry Keturah. But with what Abraham did when he sent all the children of Keturah away, then we can be sure that was not God's will for him to have Keturah as wife. Abraham knew that, well, it was not God's will for him to do that. But he did it because he was not aware of the consequences of it. But later on, when he was able to see how they might affect Isaac and the good plan of God to him and his descendant, he repented. Many Christians, and maybe you are one of them, may do things. Externally, it looked like in accordance to the word of God. But internally, they or you know very well it is against the will of God. This is the bondage of doing your own will that God today wants to set you free from it. My dear and beloved, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14, "For I know the thought that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." Are you tired of your life? Are you struggling with many wrong decisions and going wrongly with your own ways of understanding? Are you yoked and in bondage? If that is your situation and your life, Jesus is for you, and he will help you and restore you. When Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, "Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Throw away whatever yoke not of Jesus and come back to the Lord, and take his yoke upon you and be willing to abide with him, and he will teach you how to have and receive rest from him. Trust him, and don't be afraid to come to him. Be yoked with him and be willing to learn from him. Let us pray. Let us stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for revealing your word and your will to me. Thank you, Jesus, for calling me to come to you. Thank you for your yoke and your willingness to teach me. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments we receive in this message. Come now to God and confess and renounce all your sins. Confess and renounce your worldliness, your greed, your love for money and material things. Confess and renounce your pride, unteachable spirit, overconfidence, stubbornness, and your delay obedience. Confess and renounce your bondage with your old culture, tradition, and your previous religion, emotions, doing your own will and plan. Confess and renounce your lack of faith and full trust in God. Confess and renounce your strife, non-forgiveness, grudge, bitterness, fights, and quarrels. Confess your lack of reading God's word and your lack of prayers. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers and your bondage with many friends and in bondage with media, news, and games. Confess and renounce your bad example and your unwillingness to serve God and suffer for him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I am coming back to you and to your word. I am willing to be yoked with you, leaving behind all my pride, sins, friends, tradition, worldliness, and all my wrongdoings. Lord, I am throwing away the following yoke and bandages. Lord, receive me, set me free from the following problems, and give me rest. I want to learn from you. Teach me your ways and your truth. This is my prayer, in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters who repented of their sins, who had come to you and are willing to be yoked with you and learn from you. We came against all the work of Satan and their lives and break their bandages in the name of Jesus to be set free. Lord, guide them in their lives, lead them in your ways, set them free from their bandages and free them from their emotions and help them to take courageous decision in order to leave behind all what contradict your word, your will, and your plan in their lives. Lord, free them from their troubles and continue to watch over them and correct them whenever they deviate from your ways and truth of your word. Lord, bless us as your church. Lord, we commit ourselves to live in obedience to your word that we receive in this message. We commit ourselves to along your word, your will, and your plan for each and every one of us. Lord, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us spiritual gifts that we need in order to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.